Hello everyone, I'm Safi, your learning companion. Today, we're going to explore a fascinating topic in chemistry, the language of chemistry. You know, chemistry is all about understanding the building blocks of our world, and that's exactly what we're going to dive into. So, let's start with the basics. What is an element? Well, an element is the simplest pure substance that resists further decomposition. Think of it like a Lego brick, it's the smallest unit that can't be broken down any further. And when identical atoms of an element come together, they form molecules. The number of atoms in a molecule of an element is called its atomicity. Now, here's the interesting part, atomicity can be mono, d, or even polyatomic. For example, helium, neon, and other noble gases are monoatomic, meaning they have just one atom in their molecules. On the other hand, elements like hydrogen and oxygen are diatomic, with two atoms in their molecules. And then there are elements like ozone, which is triatomic, with three atoms in its molecules. You might be wondering, how do we represent these elements? That's where chemical symbols come in. Introduced by Berzelius in 1804, these symbols are like shortcuts to represent an atom of an element. For instance, sulfur is represented by the symbol S, while hydrogen is represented by H. These symbols not only name the element but also stand for one atom of that element and imply its atomic mass. Now, let's think about molecular formulae. A molecular formula, or chemical formula, is like a recipe that shows the exact number of atoms of each element in a molecule. It's like a blueprint for a molecule, giving us information about the mass ratio of the elements present. For example, the molecular formula for nitrogen is N2, indicating that one molecule of nitrogen contains two atoms of nitrogen. Does this make sense so far? Let's take a pause and think about it. Okay, moving on to valency and ion formation. Valency is basically the combining capacity of an atom, expressed as a signed integer. It's like a measure of how many electrons an atom can gain or lose to form bonds with other atoms. Atoms with 1 to 3 outer electrons, like metals, tend to lose these electrons to form cations. On the other hand, atoms with 5 to 7 outer electrons, like non-metals, tend to gain electrons to form anions. For example, when sodium loses an electron, it becomes a positively charged ion, or cation, with a valency of +1. Similarly, when chlorine gains an electron, it becomes a negatively charged ion, or anion, with a valency of -1. Now, here's a trick to remember this, elements with 1 to 3 outer electrons lose them to form cations, while elements with 5 to 7 outer electrons gain them to form anions. And elements with 8 outer electrons, like noble gases, have a valency of 0, meaning they don't tend to form ions. Let's summarize what we've learned so far. We've talked about elements, atomicity, chemical symbols, molecular formulae, and valency. These are all fundamental concepts in chemistry, and understanding them will help you build a strong foundation in the subject. So, take your time to absorb this information, and don't hesitate to review it if you need to. With practice and patience, you'll become proficient in the language of chemistry, and who knows, you might just discover a new passion for the subject.